This week in Chicago, in 1886, a protest turned into a riot after someone threw a bomb at police. It happened at Haymarket Square on the city's Near West Side. At least 8 people died, and 8 activists were convicted in connection with the bombing.
Mr. Abbott told my father one time, I decided to start a newspaper for the suffering masses of my people.
On May 6th in 1905, Robert S. Abbott produced the first issue of the Chicago Defender.
He started that newspaper.
The newspaper became the nation's most influential black weekly by the start of World War I.
Grandmother's apartment.
It encouraged the great migration of blacks from the rural south to the urban north.
Sold it on the street himself.
If you're the biggest retailer, the biggest, baddest on the block, you need a big place.
On May 3rd of 1973, thousands of employees gathered at the Sears Tower for a topping out ceremony. Crews hoisted a 2,500-pound steel girder more than a quarter mile into the sky to create the tallest building in the world.
Everybody's got to help us put this guy in jail.
On May 4th of 1997, Andrew Cunanan killed Chicago real estate developer Lee Miglin.
He wanted to be someone. He wanted to be famous.
It was the third in a string of 5 murders across the country.
Flowers continue to arrive. Friends and well-wishers continue to stop by the Miglin's Gold Coast townhouse. And the questions remain.
A national manhunt ensued when the FBI put Cunanan on its 10 most wanted list.
He's been one of our top 10 fugitives now.
Cunanan's celebrity reached its peak in July when he killed designer Gianni Versace in the South Beach area of Miami.
The Versace killing.
Days later, Cunanan killed himself. And that's just a glimpse of This Week in Chicago. Until next week, I'm Ann Johnsos.